The University of Alaska Anchorage is going to award its first doctorate degrees next week. The PhDs in clinical psychology will go to two students in a program administered jointly by UAA and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. In the past, UAF has handed out the doctoral degrees for the program, but now UAA's name will also appear on the diploma. Mike Driscoll is UAA's provost. He says it took the university at least 4 years to make the accreditation change.
Prior to this news, we were allowed to award master's degrees, baccalaureate degrees, associate's degrees by our regional accreditor, but we weren't allowed to offer any form of doctorate. With this change in status, we will be allowed to offer other doctoral degrees in the future, assuming, of course, that the Board of Regents approved the specific program and so on. But it really does represent a major change in the status of UAA's degree offerings, which means more access to advanced graduate education in the Anchorage area and in South Central Alaska.
And will UAA going forward be able to offer these independent of UAF, or will they still be sort of in conjunction with?
The short answer is yes, we would be able to offer independent doctorates. A strength of the PhD in psychology is that it's a partnership and we draw on the strengths of both faculty. So that's a good thing. But the status that we've received does allow us to go forward. And the Board of Regents have looked at a couple other possible degrees to come from UAA. And an example of that is the doctorate in nursing practice. We are the School of Nursing for the state, and a doctorate in nursing practice is going to become a requirement for those folks who are going to be nurse practitioners. We also have the possibility in the short term of looking at an education doctorate in educational leadership. That's the sort of a doctorate that maybe a superintendent or a principal would take beyond their master's degree. And those are two things that the regents have looked at and said, well, we would consider those coming forward from UAA.
How big is the demand for doctoral degrees in Alaska?
That's a fundamental question, and it varies greatly by the area of specialty. So I believe that we hope to graduate from the PhD in clinical community psychology, maybe 4 to 8 students a year when it's fully up and running, and that fills a need. The graduates will go back and work in urban and rural Alaska. For the education doctorate, I expect that you would see similar kinds of numbers a year probably as graduates. Doctoral programs don't generate huge numbers of graduates because of their intensity. And so it really is a balance about what's needed for the state versus the cost of offering the program.
Do you anticipate that having it, as you said, it's not large numbers of folks, but do you anticipate that it may attract different students?
I think that there are two key things that happen. We will see a different group of students that might not otherwise come to UAA, or maybe more importantly, Alaskans that would go somewhere else. The second thing that's important is it will attract or allow us to attract a different group of faculty than might otherwise come to an institution. So we should be able to get even better faculty than we have now.
Mike Driscoll is UAA's provost.